Mr. President, honorable ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations, Mr. President, on your election to this high office. Zambia welcomes this opportunity to bring cordial greetings from the people of Zambia to this August Assembly, and to share a glimpse of the achievements in healthcare in the first 50 years of nationhood and their hopes and aspirations for health in the next 50 years, with a focus on this occasion on the health impact of climate change. Results which have pleased us in Zambia is the reduction of mortality from malaria, the reduction in new cases of HIV infection, and the rapid reduction of maternal mortality in some areas. Our future actions will therefore focus on elimination of malaria and the elimination of HIV infections resulting from mother-to-child transmission. This move from reduction to elimination will characterize our efforts in the coming years. Therefore, for us, the system implications of universal healthcare coverage is a key platform for future health development. We therefore subscribe to the inclusion of UHC as a component of the post-2015 Global Development Agenda. And we shall vigorously support this resolution in the Assembly this session. With regard to climate change and health, in Zambia, climate change has always been a factor in an important health impacting issue. We have had cycles of drought and floods impacting significantly on the health of individuals and communities. What is of major concern is the increasing frequency and magnitude of the variability in climate in recent years. The climate anomalies have the potential to stifle or even reverse improvements in the health by increasing illness and death affected in certain areas through the facilitation of communicable but avoidable diseases such as malaria, diarrhea, as well as respiratory diseases. Furthermore, food security is compromised. In essence, what I'm stating is that we need to recognize the growing urgency of intensified climate variability in the context of the challenges that we have already been battling with, and identify the key proactive interventions we must institute to avoid a worsening situation. This we must do by implementing climate-informed interventions, such as mainstreaming climate risk reduction plans and programs in the health sector. Due to the very nature of climate-related health issues of public concern, a multidisciplinary approach must be followed. Examples of these include early warning systems for malaria control, delivery of essential drugs in a timely manner to flood-prone areas that tend to be cut off from the rest of the country, climate-proofing of sanitation services, and investing in research that answers to climate change and provides informed positions for policy in relation to climate and health. Our message is that the starting point for managing the health effects of climate change is climate-informed policy formulation and programming. Climate-informed policy making and programming. Mr. President, I thank you.